So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. I don't know what day it is. Friday. Welcome. Anyway, let's talk about digital marketing and content. Obviously, that's what we do. We're experts at that. One of our clients yesterday just got into, don't judge, the Daily Express, I think it was, which is awesome, of course, despite it being the Express. You can't have everything, can you? But that's really cool. And it all comes from digital marketing. It's where all the noise is made, effectively, these days. And if you've not got a digital marketing content type system, how are you getting out there? How are you making noise? How are you getting noticed by your potential customers? And it's also important that you get out there, and it's not just about making as much noise as you can, because you could run down a street naked, right? That's plenty of noise. You'll get plenty of newspaper inches. double entendre there if you're running down a street naked. Sorry if you didn't get that. But you could run down a street naked and, yeah, you'll get loads of attention, loads of noise, but it's not really the right noise unless you're Donald Trump. He thinks any noise is good noise. I don't necessarily think that. But it's not just about the noise. If you look at people who go on Love Island, lots and lots of noise, and then after they left Love Island, never hear from them. Big Brother, never hear from them. All these reality TV shows, and they have their fame for 15 minutes, and it's gone. And so some of this is about capturing some of that noise that you're generating by going out and being live, and that's what we're really going to talk about today. So first and foremost, if you've not got a website, you need a website. But not for the reason that most people think you need a website. So the only reason you really need a website is for transactions. That's really where the transaction takes place. There might be a secondary benefit on that, which is it gives them credibility. So it will give you credibility to some extent. People go, what's your website? And you go, oh, I've not got a website. You like lose instant credibility. And if your website looks like it was built in the late 90s, you've also lost some credibility there as well. But the whole point really of having a website is one, to look credible, have a nice modern website, looks good, explains what you do. But the second reason for that is where you should be taking your transactions. And those transactions might be financial transactions where people are placing an order online, buying a widget, whatever that happens to be. Or the transaction might be a landing page where they're downloading a lead magnet and they are transacting their email address, which then goes into your ActiveCampaign database. So that's really the only two reasons for it. And most people think, oh, I have a website and the website is there for traffic. And it's like, not really. Yeah, you should be driving traffic to the website, but having a website on its own is not the whole point of a website. It's only there to give credibility and to transact business. That's it. All of the brand building does not take place on a website. All of a brand building takes place in the real world. Right? When I think about Coca-Cola, which I've actually got a Coca-Cola here in this I'm sure you can hear it, in the icy cup. When I think about Coca-Cola, I'm not thinking about the logo, I'm thinking about what brand values does it give me. So, for example, on that one, it's a refreshing drink. For me, that's what Coca-Cola represents. For other people, Coca-Cola might be freedom. It might be America. It might be all sorts of different things. It might be hatred of capitalist societies, for all I know, right? But the conversation takes place away from your website, and anything else away from your website is about generating interest and noise. So things like newspapers, which is why getting into a newspaper is so important. Social media content, images and videos, going live like this and podcasts, going out to networking events. All this stuff is absolutely needed as well. But the only reason it's needed is really then to drive people back to your website so you get credibility and you get transactions taking place. And the transactions we want is money. But before we get the money, sometimes a better transaction is to get an email address so then you can email them, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But I just wanted to get the identification of what a website should really be there for, because I think a lot of people get this wrong. They think, if I build a website, it will magically build it and they will come. Do you remember that from Field of Dreams, the baseball film with the guy at Waterworld, whatever he's called, and the bodyguard? What's he called? Kevin Costner. like, build it and they will come. And it's such a load of bollocks, is that. And I think that people think, oh, I'll just have a website and then I'm going to get loads of people on the website and they'll all transact. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. You don't get loads of people to your website just because you've got a website. There's a whole bunch of activity that you have to do in order to make that happen. So just having a website, yeah, absolutely. You 100% need a website because it's credibility. If you're one of those property sources, we buy houses for cash and you've not got a website, then that's not going to help you. And if you have got a website, it needs to be a modern, up-to-date website that looks good, gives more information, helps people, builds credibility. That's the whole point. And at that point, the transaction will take place. But it's not there just to have a website, we buy houses for cash, and then just expect 10,000 people to hit that website every month. You've got to do an awful lot of work. But in the context of whether a website is needed, it absolutely is needed. So the next one then is social media content. And I knew I'd made a spelling mistake when I was doing that this morning. So social medias content. It sounds almost Spanish. Social medianas. social media content is another thing that you need. The noise that you make. And there's some people who are really, really good at making a lot of noise. Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, the Kardashians, anybody who's on Beverly Hills Housewives. A lot of the Love Islanders are really good at making social media content. Famous TikTokers, one of the really famous ones just recently is, I've forgotten her name, but she's got an emu called Emma. And I saw her this morning on Twitter, even Jimmy Fallon knows her name. Sorry, we've got some beeping going on. In the background. But anyway, look, the social media content, some people are really, really good at that, and some people are not so good at that. And I have no idea what that beeping is, by the way. just typical, isn't it, while we're going live. Let me get rid of the beeping, folks. Oh, can you believe it? Let's just get rid of this and put this out here. Okay. That's better. Okay, I'm back, folks. Always when you go live, isn't it? Always when you go live. Let's have a random thing start beeping at me. Anyway, where are we? So social media content, some people are really, really good at it. Some people are not so good at it. And I'm somewhere in the middle, I reckon. And people talk about engagement and they talk about views and likes on their social media content. And they say things like, well, we're not getting enough. And you know what? Only 5% of people are really getting anywhere near, you know, the thousands and tens of thousands of views that people are expecting. It's just, you know, it's just not what happens. But people want it thinking that they're a failure unless they've got thousands of likes and all of this other stuff going on as well. So it's not about that. Social media content really is about you getting out there, getting in front of as many people as you can so that you've now got eyeballs. Let me close this door because that beeping is still bothering me. Okay, there we go. So it's about you getting in front of as many people as you can, as many eyeballs as you can, and just absolutely making sure that people know that you exist, adding value in as many ways as you can, demonstrating expertise, demonstrating your ability to do whatever the thing is that you happen to do. That's really what social media content is about. Now, sometimes you might not want to go face to camera like we're doing here. You might just want to create images. One of the types of images that's been overdone a billion trillion times is motivational images. I used to do them myself. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Bruce Lee. And it used to drive me mad because Bruce Lee never said that. It was Goethe who said that. And it was attributed to Bruce Lee. It used to drive me insane. But that was a thing that used to happen, you know, all these motivational images. And we still see them sometimes today. But that's, you know, that's not noise. That's just, it just filters into the background. I mean, it is noise, but it's background noise. It just filters. It's like the fuzzy background noise that we hear. Like fuzzy background radiation. You're not standing out in any way, shape or form by putting out a motivational image. It's just not going to help anybody. How about showing people how to do something? how to solve a particular problem. How about being inspirational or motivational, or talking about an episode or an experience that you've had that you've overcome something, or you've helped one of your clients overcome something? That is what will add value. And so the social media type of content that you're putting out there has to add value in some way. Well, let me rephrase that. It either has to add value or it has to be entertaining. And entertainment can be very subjective, by the way. If you're a business owner, you should be out there putting value out there as much as you can. It's one of the reasons why we do these. And when we look at our podcast downloads, people listen to these all the time. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about live streaming and podcasting. But just before we do that, let's talk about how often should you be putting out on social media? And you should be putting content out as often as you can, at least once a day as a bare minimum. The amount of marketing messages that people get in an average day, it used to be a couple of hundred, now it's like 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 different marketing messages. Think about scrolling in the last 5 minutes on Facebook, how many adverts you've actually seen. Like 100 in 5 minutes? Like, it's ridiculous, the amount of marketing messages that you see. So you've got to get yourself out there. So let's talk about live streaming and podcasting. Obviously, not everybody wants to do face-to-camera live streaming. I also didn't at one point want to do it. And then you kind of just get used to it. You just kind of just be yourself. And for some reason, you just kind of either get used to it, or it just gets easier, or you just end up not really caring about what people think about you. Because if you did care about what people thought about you, you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't work out. You wouldn't get overweight. You wouldn't go on self-development. You wouldn't walk on burning hot coals. You wouldn't get that car. You would get that car. What the hell do you do? Because someone somewhere is going to disagree with you. If I had $1 billion and I gave it away, someone would moan at me about it. If I give it away to poor children in the UK, people go, well, there's people starving in Africa. So if I give it to them, other people go, well, charity starts at home. You're never going to please everybody, right? And so what you're probably best doing is just pleasing yourself. Like, that's the person you got to wake up with every single morning and ask yourself, what are you doing on this planet? And so you got to do what the thing that you need to do is. So if that means you don't want to go live streaming like this, don't go live streaming like this. I used to record without a camera, just into a microphone. And honestly, that is so much easier. Like right now, going live, oh my gosh, what if I swear? Or what if I do something wrong? Or what if I say something? And what if there's a power cut? Or what if there's a bit of beeping that goes on and I have to leave the room to sort it out, which just happened. Like, all that stuff might happen. Or I could just go to my microphone and record directly into a microphone, pre-record it. That's much, much easier. And if that's what works for you, to begin with, or always, then that's what you should go do. Go do that. Do the thing that's going to be the easiest for you to go do. I tell you what I am going to do, actually, because it's really bugging me. I just realised I can actually change it. It's this social media here. It's really bothering me that I've spelt it wrong. So let's just re-download it. There we go. And we're going to update it live because it's really, really bothering me. And I know it doesn't bother you necessarily, but it is really, really bothering me. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to change that. You just have to bear with me for a second. Social media content, open and save. There we go. Okay, that's much better. It does help when I spell it right. So, like, that's a really good example, by the way, of after you've done live stream podcasts for 5-6 years, which is what we've done, you have a problem, you just go and solve it live during the thing. Nobody cares. It's not the BBC. I'm sat in my lounge, I've got 2 lights, I've got a microphone, I've got a camera, I've got some stuff at the top, I use OBS, I've got the dog walking in and out. Nobody cares about any of that stuff. They just want the content. They just want to listen to whatever it is that you got to say. They might find you a beacon of light in a world full of Tory darkness and Brexity madness and all this stuff. God, the 21st century is a bit of a mess. Take us back to the 90s, please. Happier times, I think, for many, many people. But, like, stuff's going to happen to you in your live stream and your podcast. That's just part of it. And you learning how to handle that stuff is also part of that journey to you getting better at live streaming and podcasting. But you got to just start. Like, we've just created a new product in our digital marketing agency where you can just record your podcast and we'll do everything else for you, which is really cool. We do all the images, we do all the text, we do all the sounds. So if you're interviewing someone, someone's got a different volume than you, we equalize the sound, we publish it out on iTunes. So we're just about to release that. We're just putting it all together now because that's like something we've identified that would be really useful. And also because people are busy, they don't want to be having to figure out how to do all that stuff. So we just do it for them. But you've got to get your message out there. And the question is, how are you going to get your message out there unless you're going to go on live stream, unless you're going to go podcast, unless you're going to record your voice and get that out on iTunes? I was having a conversation just this week about the fact that I'm published on Spotify. Like, I'm on Spotify, for God's sake. I'm a nobody. And yet, you can download my stuff on Spotify and iTunes. And it still blows my kids away. They're like, how do that? What? How are you on Spotify and iTunes? Like, because people want to listen to me and on there. And I have to go to where people want to listen to me. And it's not just on Facebook, and it's not just on Twitter, and it's not just on LinkedIn. It's on all of those. Different people will want you across all sorts of different things. And you've got to be where your audience is. And then the final one here. And by the way, there is more than four ways of doing this. But these are the top four. Email. Email is like so, so important. Like if you're on my email list, you get an email every 2 weeks. And we got that going for years now. And we're always adding more emails to the end of that. So we've always got more ability to make contact with our user base so they can see what we're doing, what's going on, what they should be purchasing from us, right? Because that's why we do it. Email follow-ups are so, so important. And I see people using MailChimp because it used to be free, but MailChimp is so bad. And then they email their list like once every 6 months. And it's like, what are you doing? Get yourself an email system. So you're going to email people, start filling up your email database because that's where the money is. And I'm sure you've heard that saying before. The money is in the list. And that's still true even today. Just the list might not be in an email database. The list might be your Facebook friends, or it might be your LinkedIn connections, or it might be your Twitter followers. But the money is still in the database. And unless you're doing all of this stuff, unless you're doing the website and the social media marketing and the live streaming and the email following up, unless you're doing all of that, you're leaving money on the table. So if you're struggling for money right now as a business owner and you've not updated your website, get that done. If you're not putting out social media content, get that done. If you're not live streaming, putting out podcasting, creating some noise about who you are and what you do and how you can help people, get that done. If you're not putting email follow-ups out there to your list, get that done. If you don't know how to do any of that, then speak to us and we'll get all of that done for you. We'll work out what that's going to cost you. And if it's too much, we work out what do we want to do first. And we have that conversation. That's what this is about. Okay, I hope that is useful for you. Nice quick one today. And we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.